Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. My name is Lynn Miller. I am an intuitive psychic medium and have not been on here in a long time. It's been well over a year. So glad to be back on. I'm going to be doing regularly scheduled shows. So like I said, intuitive psychic medium, 30 years. I cannot believe I have been doing this for 30 years, guys. I am no spring chicken. I started in my 20s, but I was gifted since I was a small child. And really, it was just something that, you know, I say I didn't choose it, it chose me. And I think that's very common in life. You know, whenever we have a gift, it comes towards us. And, you know, when you're meant to do something, the energy just flows. So, yeah, I started in my 20s. I got involved in production and some television in my 30s. You may have seen me on America's Psychic Challenge on Lifetime, had a CBS radio show. So what I like to do is focus. I do the mediumship, but I like to focus more on future events and reading somebody's past. What I'm known for is very specific names, dates, locations. So I help guide somebody as to things to look out for coming in their path. Now, remember, you know, every action has a different reaction. Things are constantly shifting. So I find, you know, what my clients appreciate is I can read more than one path. You know, a lot of it is based on the past. And, you know, if you're repeating the same sort of things, you're going to create that in your future if you don't change it or create a shift. So I work a lot with my clients on what I refer to as a higher vibration. So they can bring more positive occurrences around them, more opportunities, you know, and it's really just a skill that everybody can learn as to how to sort of raise your vibration. You know, you can do this in a number of ways. Obviously, meditation helps. But what I like to say is if you find things are kind of flat or not moving for you, or you feel like you're sort of can do is take an alternative action. So imagine like stepping out of your comfort zone, trying something new. That will shift the energy. You know, you'll meet a lot of new people. You know, if it's something maybe you weren't likely to do, for example, if you hate cooking, take a cooking class. Go hiking, join a group. Things of that nature, you know, that can just kind of shift the energy around you. I also say start focusing on goals you want to accomplish and, you know, keep it simple. Make a list, start with maybe one goal a week, or you can do one daily goal. So these are all ways you can kind of shift your vibration. But, you know, if you're stuck in the past, it can become somewhat of a block, you know, because you'll just keep hitting a wall. So you really want to move through things in your past and stay in the present moment because that brings more fruitful things in your future. So I hope that makes sense. I know I have not been on here in a while. We don't have many callers at all. Okay, that's okay, guys. Maybe you'll listen to this episode in the archives. But I do want to let you know that anybody that books a session with me and comes through Blog Talk Radio, I offer a discount, $25 off any one of my sessions and $50 off my hour session. So that I like to put out to callers. You know, so if you feel like you're sort of stuck, maybe you don't know what direction to take, or you've got a big decision coming up, you know, always very helpful. And I'll say this, you know, doing this 30 years, I have clients, some of them for 20 years. So, you know, they've given me immense validation. You know, I see them having kids. They're like, yeah, we got the two kids you talked about. Oh, we did move, you know, to the West Coast, like you said. Oh, you know, so that's always nice. You know, it's not like I give a reading to somebody and they disappear. I would say 9 out of 10 times they become a regular and they're constantly checking in with me. So, you know, and it's been very fulfilling for me as a career. I never would have imagined this is what I would do. I will say as of the last 10 years, my readings have gone more into, I cover all areas, but in the last 10 years, I have a lot of CEOs of businesses, very professional financial realm. So it has kind of taken on a life of its own in the financial kind of realm, which I love immensely, you know, because in business, things are always moving. Relationships can be a little tough because there's a lot of emotion attached. So if somebody perhaps is not ready to hear, it's a toxic relationship, the message is a little harder to deliver, if that makes sense. All right, well, we've got one caller in the queue, so lucky caller, I can spend some time with you. So let's see what it's about. I usually say just one question, but we don't have many callers, so I'm all yours. Hi there.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, good.
How's
Who
it
am
going?
I speaking with? It's good.
You're
it's good.
Hi, you're speaking with Stacy. I talked to you over a year and a half ago, believe it or not. I remember your picture.
Oh, wow, Stacy. Was it on Blog Talk Radio or we did a session?
No, you're very popular on Blog Talk Radio. We haven't done a session yet. But I'm glad that you are you're doing the show today because I will do a session with you. I just remember your face. That's why.
Oh, well, no, it's been like a year since I've been on here. And I said, let me get back on the platform. I'm going to start to do like a regular show. Stacy, where are you? Where are you located? That always helps.
I'm located in New York City.
Okay, and tell me your birthday and age.
Okay, my birthday is August 12th, 1989.
Okay, so you are coming up to your birthday, Leo. Fantastic.
Oh.
And so how old are you?
Oh,
let
yes.
Let me do the math.
35.
35. Okay, so you probably had some major changes in the last couple of years. Usually I always say like a Saturn return is what it's called. That's from like age 28 kind of to 31. You can go through a lot of adjustments. But I always say 33 is an interesting year. Did something go on for you around age 33?
Yeah. What's been on for me? Let's see. Now, okay, let's see here. What happened for me in 33? Nothing really major. I'm just trying to see here. Nothing that I can think of. Like, not. I'm in the process of making these changes now, this month and next month. But I have to really think what happened to me at 33. Let me see. I can't really think of anything like light or pain.
Yeah, that was probably around COVID. So.
I hurt my foot. I broke my foot. I was out of commission for a year. That's what happened.
Okay.
And I received a settlement. So that kind of, I did come into some money.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Hearing your voice, you've got a really nice energy. You've got a really good vibration. Three, not one, not two, but three specific changes coming up for you. Things that are kind of lining up. And looking at 2024, they're going to come into place, if that makes sense. Let me ask you this. What are you doing for work? Because I do sense some energy around work as well.
Well, currently, I'm looking for a new job. I work in a call center, and I also work part-time in health. But I'm leaving that industry. I'm trying to get a job in the entertainment industry. So I'm trying to get a job at a record company.
Oh,
that's
fantastic. Yes, I see 100% high energy. You should go for it. Because looking at career, I see a complete shift. Complete shift.
Oh,
I get very creative sense. And it's interesting, Stacey, are you anywhere, like, do you have some reason to go into the city around 51st Street, 59th Street?
That's where the job could be, but I could go into that area, though.
Yeah, for some reason, I see you, like, probably within 6 months, for some reason, like, frequenting that area. And I do feel like you may work for some kind of agency coming up.
Oh, yes, you're right, because in order to get my job in the record company industry, I have to go through a temp agency. Yes, you're right.
Okay, yeah, because I'm hearing agency. On a side note, because I do mediumship, there is a man on the other side around you pretty strongly showing me, I don't know if he passed from some kind of heart or cardiac or stroke or blood complication. Does this make sense? Would this be grandfather, perhaps?
It could. I did have a cousin that died 2 years ago, 3 years ago. It could be either
was
my cousin. Both grandfathers are dead. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. No, around grandfather, I sort of see somebody also coming to me in like a uniform. So I would say they maybe were military or they wore a uniform for their job.
Oh, my cousin, he was a mortician.
Okay. Yeah, he's popping through for some reason. Interesting, October this year is going to be a big month for you. You should be writing this down, Stacey.
Okay.
It helps. My clients help to write them down. But like October feels like energy moving forward, some sort of good news, and a clearer sense of direction.
Wow, that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm also connected to Florida with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, is there somebody in Florida? What?
Yeah, my dad. He's at the borderline of Florida and Georgia.
Okay, yeah, because I'm connecting to that region, and I do feel like you're going to be going down there at some point. Yeah, because I see you traveling there. Maybe that's going to be also maybe like November or something.
Okay.
Yeah, what
probably
are your
will
questions?
Go down.
Yeah, I see you going down there for sure. What are your questions, Stacey? Like, what would you like to know?
I think you hit everything. I was going to ask you about that job to see, do you feel the job will be coming up, for example, in August or September?
I feel if you put your energy into it very strongly, there's going, like, end of August, September feels like good news around that.
Okay.
So that's like the first kind of wave that comes in, and then I kind of go to October. So it could be you just have a lot of opportunities around September. Maybe you have a decision to make, and then October, maybe that's placement where you're actually starting.
I thought it would start sooner than that, but that's fine. I have my ears open. Okay, that's fine. That's still
well,
good.
Well, just know this, you know, like I say all the time, like, things can shift. So timing in readings is not, I'm generally pretty good with it, but, you know, you can create that sooner if you want. I feel like
okay.
It is a high vibration. So I feel like the more effort you put in, the faster it's going to happen.
Okay, that sounds good. Because it is kind of thought of as a temp position, which I know, but I just don't think, I think it's going to be available based off what you're telling me and the energy that I'm feeling. August or September, that sounds fine.
Yeah.
That gives
me
time to prep.
I swear the older you get, time just goes by more and more quickly, you know? So you're going to blink and it'll be the end of August. So. It's only a little over 4 weeks, So, no, but you've got really good changes coming around, a lot of good shifts. Let me ask you this, Stacey, what about relationship?
I was waiting until I moved because I'm looking to do a move to New Jersey. And then once I get all my furniture, I would start looking for a relationship.
Yeah, I see. I definitely saw location change as well. I feel like the first order of business is going to be job and then location. A high energy around romance, though, will be towards the end of next year. So you definitely want to socialize. You want to put yourself out there strongly during that time. Because I'm looking at the next kind of door that's opening for you is going to be long-term partnership and marriage.
That sounds nice. Okay. Okay. That's why. That gives you ample time.
Yeah, and what's interesting, he could potentially work around or in some regard, like to real estate. Or I don't know if maybe he just invests in real estate. I do get a lot of money around this person or finance. So
yeah,
very successful, very independent. I am very drawn to the month of May or January. So he's probably a Capricorn or a Taurus.
Hey, okay. He probably invests into real estate, which is good. All right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so awesome. Okay.
Yeah, no, so huh? Good things. And thank you so much for tuning in. I'm glad you had all the extra time because we got no callers.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. So I'm definitely going to be doing a reading with you, and I'm going to take up one of those offers that you mentioned.
Yeah, just anytime, just shoot me an email and mention Blog Talk and I'll give you the discount. You know, if you want to do a more in-depth session or you just want to check in, whatever.
Okay, sounds good.
All right,
Stacey. I will be checking in with you. Yes. And I'll continue listening to the show.
All right, thanks, Stacey. Have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Hi there, this is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. Lynn, my name is Maddie, and I am very surprised because I just dialed, and I thought 10 minutes. I doubt it, but here I am.
Oh, hi, Lynn, Maddie. Where are you located?
In the hot Atlanta.
Hot
Georgia.
Atlanta. And when's your birthday, Maddie?
1/7.
1/7. Why do I feel like you've just been through something?
I've just been through something.
Did you just go through some kind of change about 5 months ago?
Well, I go through a change about 5 months ago. What I am working on myself for is elevated, evolving.
Okay. No, it feels like some kind, like when I go to a time frame, like some kind of shift. So it does feel like going in the right direction, like some kind of positive energy, which is going to make a big difference in the coming months for you. So how old are you, Maddie?
I am 77.
Oh, my God. You've got such a young energy. I'm
told that all the time.
Yes, very young energy. Looking at some travel for you in the future, I would say 2024 is going to bring a lot more travel for you.
Wow, you say that, but that's what I've been thinking about today as I was driving along. I was thinking, I'm going somewhere before the summer. I'm going to the ocean.
No, yeah, definitely. And it's funny, the last caller I was picking up Florida, but I do get Florida around you as well,
mm-hmm.
and some kind of island. I don't know if that's the Bahamas, but that sort of comes up.
Wow. Well, my friend did mention this goes somewhere, and I said, where you want to go? I said, you know what? My passport has to be renewed. And I said, let's go to Puerto Rico. That's in the USA.
Okay.
You say, yeah, Puerto Rico would be fun.
Yep, Puerto Rico kind of popped in for me as well. So I got Puerto Rico, Bahamas, maybe even you might research Costa Rica. But, yeah, looking at a lot of travel for you next year, there's a much lighter energy and tranquility coming next year for you. What question do you have for me, Maddie?
What question do I have for you? I have a large sum of money that owed to me. There's quite a few people involved with this money, and every time I call the person to get an update, it always sounds good. And I thought, nothing manifested yet in my hands anyway. So
okay,
my question is,
is there a contract involved? Is there some kind of piece of paper or something to that effect?
It's a lot of bureaucracy involved because it involved with, oh, my God, I don't even know how to explain it. It goes way back, the government, you name it. But a group of people came in and invested, and they're waiting for a payout. And I thought, would it ever, it always sounds good when I get an update, but nothing has been put in my hands as of yet.
Yeah, there's a little what I refer to as static around this. Like it feels like there's kind of a missing piece that's not coming together with this. Is there a lawyer involved?
I think there are lawyers involved, and I know it at one time. That's why people came in with investors so they could afford lawyers. This case has been going on since 98, 99.
Wow.
I do get
it's been a long time. I'm feeling like there's a person you're supposed to reach out to around this. It does feel to me like it's a lawyer. And oddly enough, could have an M initial, like a Mark or a Michael. That name comes up for me. But you're not reaching out to the right person, is what I'm hearing.
But the person that's in charge, it was his, it was his radio station that was taken away from him, da-da-da, and his name is Mike Means.
Okay. Are you in contact with his last name, Mike Means.
He's the one I contact to get updates.
Yeah, that feels right, but there's somebody else, Maddie, you're supposed to reach out to. Maybe you can find out through him. It's going to take persistence. I do see it settling for you, but it might not be for another year. But you've got to be on top of it. You've got to be like banging down the door.
Yeah, I stay on top of it maybe 3 times a year.
Oh, more than that.
I call for updates. Yeah.
More than that, and
more than that,
yep. And you need to get some more answers as to who else you can contact.
Okay.
Because there is somebody else where I feel like it would give you more traction and move it forward.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. Well, I would call him Mike Means. His name is Daniel Mike Means. That's his last name. I will call and see if anyone else I could speak with. But it's his project. That's why I reach out to him, because it's actually his karma, I guess.
Yeah, maybe ask him who else is involved and who else you can get information from. You know, I do feel like it's in his best interest as well. So I feel like he'll be forthcoming. But I do see you getting that. So.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah, Maddie.
I'm so happy to hear
that.
So much.
Thank you so
much.
Did you say love?
Love in the air?
Love is going to happen for you next year, but you got to get out there more.
Yeah.
You got to put yourself out there more. But, yeah, there's definitely a soulmate relationship coming for you. And I'm very drawn to the initial B, like Brad or Brian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Maddie, anytime you want to follow up, I offer discounts for the radio listeners. So feel free to reach out to me via email or my website, and we can do a follow-up sometime.
Okay. That sounds like a winner. I see that you've been on Lifetime, VH1, Bravo, CBS. I say, wow. And like I said, as soon as I dialed the number, I thought 10 minutes now. So I get 10 minutes to listen. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in, Maddie. You have a wonderful night.
I will. You too. Bye-bye. I think your information is on here, on the page.
It is, Maddie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Lynn.
Take care, Maddie. Bye-bye.
I will. Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. That about wraps it up. Please feel free to reach out for your discount. I offer sessions every week, and sometimes I even do double discounts. So love to hear from you. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, stay on your high vibration, guys. Have a wonderful night.